Deposit dispute case study. Carpet replacement and fair wear and tear. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. Deposit details. The deposit was £1,250 and the disputed amount was £825. What had happened? The tenant said that the carpets were not new when they moved in and some stains were already there, and some edges were frayed and coming away from the wall. The tenant then explains that they asked the landlord if the carpets could be replaced after living there for 5 years, as they were looking untidy. However, the landlord did not want to do this, and only agreed to replace the lounge carpet. The tenant then admitted to dropping the iron on the lounge carpet and they are willing to pay something towards the costs being asked, but they believe the amount the landlord wants to charge is unreasonably high. The agent responded, saying that the checkout report said that all the carpets had several marks and stains on them and there is no way the carpets can be used for future tenancies. The lounge carpet, which the landlord replaced 2 years ago, was burnt in two places and then claims that the landlord should be entitled to claim for replacing the carpet, which the tenant admits to damaging. What evidence was provided? They provided the tenancy agreement, both the check-in report and checkout report, an invoice, and a quote. What was decided and why? The check-in report recorded that the carpets downstairs were in generally good condition with some wear-like fraying to the edges, and tread wear on the walkways in the bedrooms. The checkout report noted two large iron burn marks in the center of the lounge carpet. Other carpets throughout the property were very worn and discolored with numerous stains and spot marks. The landlord provided an invoice to show that the lounge carpet was replaced 2 years before the tenant moved out. The adjudicator's initial consideration was the condition of the carpets at the start of the tenancy, and the length of time the tenant lived there, which was 4 years. For the lounge carpet, the starting condition for this area was irrelevant, as the carpet was new halfway through the tenancy. Both the tenant and checkout report confirmed the condition and burns in this area when the tenancy ended. The adjudicator found the tenant responsible for costs towards replacing the lounge carpet as it was only 2 years old, and the burn marks were extensive enough to warrant replacement. The quote for all the carpets to be replaced was for £825, which included the lounge carpet stairs and two bedrooms. After making an allowance for reasonable wear and tear over the 2 years the carpet had been used, the adjudicator awarded £195, which was 60% of the replacement cost. For the other carpets, the adjudicator was unable to make any award for the other areas claimed due to their worn condition at the start of the tenancy, the addition of 4 years of normal use by a family of four, the average lifespan of medium quality carpets in a rented property, which was the minimum time that these carpets had been laid, concluding that a large amount of natural depreciation had occurred and the carpets had exceeded their natural life, which is the landlord's responsibility. How can you avoid this happening in future? Avoiding reasonable wear in a property is not possible, and a landlord should reasonably expect to replace some items after a particularly long tenancy, as they will have naturally depreciated over time. Breaking down the work needed in specific areas is good to avoid betterment and make sure you can negotiate well where you have a good claim. It's always important to consider the average lifespan of items in a rented property before deciding whether it is reasonable to make a claim. When an item is replaced during the tenancy, a reasonable amount of wear must be taken into account before proposing any cost. Always consider the number and age of the occupiers when thinking what allowance should be made for fair wear and tear.